once you're mafkir it, then it's not yours. And the pasuk says lo yira lecha, and it says shelchaya taruah aval taruah shelachirim. So therefore, if it's not yours anymore, it's a machlokas. Rashi holds that bittul is belev, Tosis holds it's hefker. Anyway, the main mitzvah on Pesach is the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach is only from kvasim and izin, as set tamim zachar ben shana, the pasuk says, and the Torah says a very specific time that it's supposed to be shechted. It's on the 14th bein harabayim, and that's the Korban Pesach. Now, as far as the Masechta is concerned, it's broken down the following three ways. The first three prakim speak about the Isser Chametz on Pesach, or the Arba Asers. The first parak speaks about Vaidkin Isser Chametz Lohar and Ner, and what happens if you're worried about chulda, dragging him from one place to another, and what are the hours that you have? Ochon kol chomesh, sorfen tchilas sheish. We speak about in the first parak, and then the second parak talks about, you know, when is it aser bahana and mutter lahachalach to this chayis and oifis, and also what happens if you have chametz that belongs to a nachri, it's not yours, it's someone else's. We said shelchayat aroy, but if it belongs to a guy, then it would be okay. And then the other things is what if a person has dips and other types of things that might have little pirurei lechem and things of that sort. When is a person going to be over on the iser bali? Well, that's the first three parak. And the fourth parak is speaking about the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. And that's also a big thing, that on Erev Pesach is a very special Isser Malacha, and there's a machlokas of exactly when that goes. If it's from Chatzos onward, is 1 degree, and then there's also there's Makam Shenagu even Ad Chatzos, that there's people that are knowing not to do any Malacha on that day. That's what the fourth parak. Now the fifth till the ninth parak is speaking about the Inyanim of Korban Pesach. These are called these are very, very much Kodshim Sugyas, like the Tamid Nishchat is speaking about. The fifth parak is speaking about when the Korbanos are, when you're makiv all the different types of Korbanos, what happens if you do it Shalom Lishma, and what is a Korban Pesach? Is it really a Korban Shlomim? It's just like a more sophisticated Korban Shlomim. And what happens if he has Chametz there? These are all the inyanim that are spoken about in the fifth parak till the ninth parak. Now the tenth parak, which is the last parak, which is really the most, I believe, the most famous, is the parak called Arvei Pesachim. And in the tenth parak, it speaks about the practical Seder, the Leila Seder itself, and what happens leading up to that. Like, for example, it speaks about Arvei Pesachim Samach Lemincha, a person shouldn't eat until it gets dark, and yet even an Ani has to do a Seba. And then the din of the when you pour the Kaisis, and what type of Kaisis, and what what type of Maror, and all these different types of things, and the fact that you have to say Pesach Matzu Maror, the din of Afikoyman, all these things are discussed in the last parak of Meseches Pesachim. Now, it's called Maseches Pesachim as opposed to Maseches Pesach. Some people say because there's a Korban Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a month later for people that were tummy and couldn't partake in the first Pesach. Therefore, it's Maseches Pesachim because there's lots of different Pesachs. That's it for Maseches Pesachim. Beis Hashem, Bli Neder. What we're going to do is the next Masechta, we're going to speak about it. After Pesachim, we speak about Masechta of Shkalim. Shkalim is all about the Machatzis HaShekel and all that goes into that. That Beis Hashem we will be speaking about hopefully next year. I just want to leave you with a thought, and that is as follows. If I were asked to give what I consider the single most useful bit of advice for all humanity, it would be this. Expect trouble as an inevitable part of life. Look it squarely in the eye and say, I will be bigger than you. You cannot defeat me. Say it one more time. If I were asked to give what I consider the single most useful bit of advice for all humanity, it would be this. Expect trouble as an inevitable part of life. Look it squarely in the eye and say, I will be bigger than you. You cannot defeat me. My dear friends, make it a great day and a good gebencht. Yorah, ksiva, chsima, toiva, alles git. And Landers.